The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in store, on my desk, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. Here he is. Drum roll, please. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Well, you know, I've been better. On the other hand, I'm on the mend. So I broke my ankle, as everybody who's listened last week or so knows. A nasty fall. All the weight went onto my left foot, and it I heard two snaps, like twigs breaking. And it was actually just my bone breaking in two places. And the amazing thing was, as I sat there, there's a compound fracture, and my left foot is off to the left, and I'm really worried that I'll be able to ever wiggle my toes again, which I was able to do, but still, I'm really worried. And my phone rang, and it was my Apple Watch, and it says, "We have detected a fall. And if this is correct and this is serious, here's an SOS button," which I pressed. That called EMT. And EMT made its way to me and got me to New York Presbyterian at 68th and York, where I got very good treatment and an operation. I am now back home. So we talked about how careful I was at the hospital to ask everyone, hey, am I covered for this accident? And will it be Medicare that I have? And will there be anybody else in the operating room who's not in network? And how about the anesthesiologist and all the good questions you should ask? And I was assured, you're fine, you're fine, you're fine. So I get home, and guess what, Jill? I just got a bill from Emergency Medical Services for this ambulance ride to the hospital, which is less than a mile, and they want $854.50.
Now, now wait, hold on, because you know I love that we touched on this in your breaking news story about the whole fall, and I was a little unhinged. I mean, I was happy that the Apple Watch said, "Hey, do you want us to find someone on 23rd Street?" But I was also curious about whether if you called 911, it was the same thing, and so. First and foremost, is it a private company or is it part of regular 911 services? Do you know?
Yes, I do. So I looked into this and I got actually a resolution on this, but here's what happened. So with the Apple Watch, with this software, and it's one of the reasons I bought the watch, it detects a fall and then we'll call the EMT for you. You don't have to do anything else. I could have been unconscious. That call would have gone through. And I would have been someone come and help me. Now, it went all the way to 23rd Street. I fell on 66th Street at our house in the city. So that's a long way. Usually they can come within 2 minutes. This wasn't anything like that. It was 15, 20 minutes. But anyway, they showed up. So now I've got this bill for $854. So I call up and say, "Hey, EMT, what's going on here?" And they say, "Okay, here's what's going on. This is a EMT and EMS are the same thing. So it's emergency medical services, the same group I would have called if I did it on my own with 911. They dispatch EMT, okay, the helpers. This was on a holiday weekend. The helpers, closest helpers that day, unfortunately for me, were all the way down on 23rd Street. That's why the wait. But once they got there, of course, they got me to the hospital. The base charge for answering the phone and heading up to me is $735. So that's like getting into a cab in New York City and the meter starts running at whatever it is now, $4 or $5. That's your base charge just for getting in. $735. The trip to the hospital was only like an extra 120.
Since it was a block away, so that's really not
since
bad.
Since it was less than a mile away,
yeah.
They're charging. So the national average is about $150 if you get emergency ambulance service. You can imagine to pay something like $150. You don't have insurance, you can get hit with a lot higher fee than that. Okay, if you're not in network, a lot higher fee. But that's not the case here. So this will now go to Medicare. Medicare will pay these guys less than 50% of that bill, less than 50%. And then I've got a supplemental insurance that'll pick up whatever else is left over for me. This trip to the hospital is not going to cost me anything. That's because I have good insurance. I have Medicare and backed up with a supplement. If I had no insurance, I indeed would be looking at a bill for $854 in this case for that trip to the hospital.
And what I'm trying to determine before we go even one step further is when you say the national average is 150, is that mm-hmm. Is that 850 against national average 150, or is the 150 as with, for example, AAA, where they will take you 1 mile for your service and then they tack on a gazillion dollars?
I'm saying from research I did for my book, Your Best Healthcare Now, you can expect to pay about 100 or be billed about 150 bucks with insurance.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
Without insurance, you're going to pay, you're going to get billed a lot, or you're out of network, you're going to get billed a lot higher than that. Now, why would EMT is going to collect, let's say $300, okay, from the government, let's say 300 bucks. So you would pay about 150 bucks out of network. That's not the case here. So Medicare will pay these guys about 300 bucks. So if they're only going to get about 300 bucks from Medicare, why are they charging 850 bucks? It's the game. They know it's going to be discounted down to about a third of what they bill, so they keep raising the amount of money they bill. And along the way, they catch a lot of suckers with no insurance who actually end up paying the whole freight. That's the game. And it isn't played only in ambulance rides, though that's notorious. It's played all along. That's why our health costs, one of the reasons our health costs is so high is because anyone who expects a settlement from the insurance company and certainly from Medicare and even worse, Medicaid, which is paying even less for poor people. So what do? They keep raising their list price. So at least when they get to 25% of whatever astronomical number they're getting, it gets something close to what they think they deserve. That's a terrible system, but that's our system right now.
Okay. Okay.
So here's the other little insult. So sitting in the ER, right, and I'm in bad shape, believe me, and they've got to twist my ankle back to sort of relocate it where my bones are broken, which is actually kind of a relief, like getting a displaced shoulder pop back into place. Anyway, don't recommend it for a sunny Saturday afternoon. While that's happening, the nurses kind of apologetically say, look, you're going to have to go in for operation. We've got to pin your leg in place now. And they really meant pin it with long pins. So I'm sorry about this, but we've got to cut away your clothes. So they cut away all my clothes. I'm wearing my tennis shorts and my nice little shirt. They're very apologetic. Anyway, they cut it. They just take out these big scissors, zing, 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 zing. They cut it away. In my pockets are my credit cards, American Express, Visa, and in my other pocket is about 70 bucks in cash. I remember very distinctly a woman saying, and don't worry about your valuables. We've got it right here. We're going to put it in the safe. You'll get it when you leave. Well, guess what, Jill?
Oh, no.
They've misplaced it.
No, I'm sorry. That's bad. That's just no.
Yeah, that's just yes right now. And I've been out now for not quite a week, but I've been calling every day and I've got all kinds of security people and lost and found, and they keep going back to the ER looking for the place where it should be, and it's not there. I checked American Express. I don't think anybody in New York Hospital is playing any games here. No one's used my American Express card. In the meantime, I froze it, so my cards can't be used. But I didn't kill it because just in case we find these cards, then I don't have to go through a rigmarole of getting new ones. So that's a smart move. But I'm calling every day and they can't find it. So it's just someone misplaced it. Or, look, at the very worst,
got thrown out.
Somebody threw away the credit cards, kept the cash. Now, here's another thing to remember when you're in a hospital, like I was, not at 100%. Visitors come by, there's somebody from social services, and there's somebody from customer services, and there's all kinds of people come by, doctors, residents. Ask them for their cards. You might not remember everything they say to you. Get their cards. They'll leave you a card. So I have the card in front of me right here for Kelly Laterra. And Kelly Laterra at New York Hospital is the senior social worker, and I have her telephone number. If they can't find my cards today, I'm going to call Kelly. And at the very least, Kelly is going to set up an arrangement for me to get reimbursed for what New York Hospital is obviously misplaced. Okay? So it's just something to keep in mind. I know it's difficult in a hospital, and they're feeding you drugs, and you're not feeling well, and you don't sleep well because they're coming by at 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock to wake you up. But everybody who comes by and says, hi, how can I help, and what are your questions for me, every one of those persons, whether you got a question for them at that moment, every one of them has a card with their number. Ask for those cards. Hang on to them. When you get home and you're a little bit more lucid, you can call them up and say, hey, you know what? There is something you can help me with. I got this surprise bill. Or I need my driver's license. I know I don't need it tomorrow, but sooner or later, I need my driver's license, and I'd like my credit cards back. And by the way, you owe me $70. So that's my tip of the day.
It's important, because what people don't realize is, and this is where you're absolutely right. You know, one is not at one's best, and one is trying to figure out, like, okay, my day's just been shot, and I have to remake my plans, and plus, am I ever going to be able to move my foot again? Is it still going to be attached? Plus, plus, plus. So you're not giving the whole ancillary life stuff your undivided attention. It's virtually impossible.
Right.
And so anything that you can use as an aide mémoire, like somebody's card, such as someone's business card, is going to be useful afterwards when you're doing your staff work and trying to clear up. There are inevitably questions.
We know from the research I did on the book that 50% of hospital bills, 50, okay, have significant errors, not little errors, significant errors. That's half the bills. So there's always going to be a question. Whether you're in good hands or whether you're at a hospital that's trying to cut corners, there inevitable questions come up. You're not always with someone who can take notes for you. You're alone. And you can't always remember at that moment, and this happened to me several times when I was in the hospital, oh, gee, I meant to ask. Okay. But if you got the card and you got a phone nearby, or you've got a visitor who has a phone, you can follow up an hour later or a day later and get some answers. I am thoroughly convinced, we talked about this, I am thoroughly convinced that I got the top ankle guy at Special Surgery, Hospital for Special Surgery, right next door to do the operation, because when I met him coming by on his rounds, I was very impressed with him. And then I kept saying, I want that guy. I want that guy. Now, was that the deciding factor, or was my foot in such shape that they really did want that top ankle guy to operate on it? I think it was a combination. I think if I had not spoken up for myself, there's a good chance of whoever was around. And I'll tell you why I think that, because they delayed the operation 2 days so he could do it. Okay. So again, you're not always lucid. When you are lucid, and we have some help from visitors, try to remember the points you were trying to make. Make a couple of phone calls. Speak up for yourself, and you'll get better care. They're not out to hurt you. They're out to help you. But any of these nurses and residents are going around from one room to another, one case worse than another. So you need to be remembered, and there are two ways to do it. Speak up for yourself when you can. Keep the card, so that when you remember what you want to say, you have someone to call, get on the phone, and say, hey, by the way, last Tuesday, here's what happened, and I really need your help with that.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online in store.